A strange weather year so far. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The increase in tornadoes, wildfires, and moisture this year in many parts of the U.S. can be attributed in part to the effect of La Niña. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
In the Midwest, some areas have been drenched by rains that have delayed crop plantings and development and caused flooding. Tornadoes have been recorded in areas ranging from Virginia to Colorado. And there are the wildfires that have occurred earlier than usual in places like Colorado, Florida, and California. What is behind all this weather?
I think you can really go back and pin a lot of the blame for that on La Niña.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains.
It's affected some of the same areas and has led to the corn and soybean planting delays in the Midwest, the excessive wetness across the southeastern plains, the Mid-South. And at the same time, with the energy concentrated into one fairly small band, we've seen areas just outside the storm track very dry. So what we've had is a persistence of weather patterns where instead of distributing the rain over a broad area, we've had it concentrated into a small band across a relatively small area of the United States. And outside of that, we've seen some dry areas and areas affected by wildfires.
But Rippey adds there is a change in the weather taking place.
What happens from here obviously dictates how the weather will be for the rest of the year. If La Niña fades fairly slowly, we may see a continuation of this type of weather pattern. If La Niña fades fairly quickly this summer, then we may see a totally different type of weather pattern evolve for the rest of the year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And Tennessee has also been affected, with West Tennessee planting delayed by flooding and other parts of the state still desperately needing some rain. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.